For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump has asked his White House to extend an invitation to Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit Washington later this year. That according to Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Trump and Putin, of course, met in Helsinki, Finland on Monday. Trump has called the summit a great success and said he looks forward to their second meeting. And in an interview with CNBC, Mr. Trump said,
getting along with President Putin, getting along with Russia is a positive, not a negative. Right. With that being said, if that doesn't work out, I'll be the worst enemy he's ever had.
The White House says the president is not considering that proposal from Russian President Vladimir Putin to send U.S. officials to Russia for questioning in return for gaining access to the Russian intelligence officers indicted for allegedly meddling in the presidential election. Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware says it's ridiculous the idea was considered even for a moment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
While stumping for Republican candidates in Missouri, Vice President Mike Pence in St. Louis spoke at an America First Policies event where he drew cheers from the pro-Trump organization.
Not only did the president sign the biggest funding increase for border security in nearly 10 years, we also got a down payment as we've started to build that big, beautiful wall.
Pence told the crowd that ICE agents have removed more than 226,000 illegal immigrants from the country. President Trump has announced the formation of the National Council for the American Worker. It's a collection of government leaders charged with developing job training opportunities for workers at all stages of their careers. During his speech, Trump said the councils are needed more than ever thanks to the job market.
The fact is that companies are pouring back into our country. Companies that frankly left 10 and 20 years ago, and they're coming back, and we need people to work for those companies.
The officials will work with a council of business leaders. The president says will be announced soon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
New York City officials say there's no major public health threat after an aging steam pipe containing cancer-causing asbestos exploded beneath Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, causing the evacuation of 49 buildings. But Mayor Bill de Blasio says they need to check out the surrounding buildings.
There's real concern about whether any debris entered into buildings or into air conditioning systems. So there's going to be a thorough assessment.
Five people suffered minor injuries from the blast. Following a meeting with President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, Senator Bob Corker called Kavanaugh a superb nominee.
To see someone of his caliber who's dedicated his life in the fashion that he has, it's inspiring to me to see someone like him have the opportunity to serve in the Supreme Court.
Corker, a frequent critic of the president, said his disapproval of the president's actions and comments would not stop him from supporting Kavanaugh. Your average dinner time and your normal bedtime may figure into your risk for cancer, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
People who eat dinner at least 2 hours before their bedtime reduce their risk of getting breast and prostate cancer. That's according to a study from the Barcelona Institute for Global Health, which says researchers observed that link after looking at eating and sleeping habits and finding people who ate after 9 p.m. had the higher risk of cancer. They are theorizing the human body developed over time to function differently in the day and in the night.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.